At the outset of this week's Parsha, the Jewish people are told about an event or a ceremony that will take place in the near future when they eventually cross over the Yarden and enter into the land of Israel. As the Torah tells us in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chav Tes, Hoya ki yivyacha Hashem alokecha el aretz asher ata basham lerishta. Eventually, when you go into the land of Israel, the land that Hashem has promised will be your inheritance. Nasat al es habracha al har grizim es haklala al har eval. There will be this ceremony, this event that will take place, where, as the Torah will describe, some segment of the Jewish people will go up on top of one mountain known as Har Grizim, and they will listen to blessings being pronounced by the Kohanim, the Levim, down in the valley, and they will answer Amen to those. And the other half, the other part of the Jewish people, will be on a different mountain, on Har Eval. They will hear the unfortunate potential curses, the punishments that the Jewish people will endure if they don't listen to Hashem, and they will answer Amen and affirm that condition. Later on in Sefer Dvarim, in a few prakim, when we get to Parshas Kisavo and Perachav Zayin, there the Torah lists with more specificity which specific tribes will be the ones who stand on Har Grizim to listen to the blessings and affirm those, and which will be those who stand on Har Eval, listen to the curses, the klalot, and have to affirm those. This is the famous event that is being described here in the Torah, which will take place only eventually when the Jewish people initially enter into the land of Israel. In the Sefer Be'er Yosef, he asks what may seem at first to be a technical or very narrow question, but in fact it leads him to suggest an answer of profound significance that gets to the heart of what makes the Jewish people unique and what is so special about the relationship the Jewish people have with Hashem. The question he asks, as I say, is a very simple and straightforward one once you hear him ask it. And that is, he points out that seems to be a little bit odd that if the Shevet Levi, the Kohanim, Levim are the ones talking and they're down in the valley, the Jewish people who are merely the listeners, the audience, they're up on top of the mountain. After all, he says, usually Derech HaOlam is Shekol Mi Shemedaber El HaKahal Hu Ola Al HaBama Lamala Umashmias Dvarav Lefnei Am HaOmdim Lamata Kadesh Kulam Yishmu Es Dvarav. Usually it's the speaker, we know, whether you're in a shul or a beis medrash or a conference hall or a meeting or an office place. If anything, it is the speaker who usually takes a few steps up onto a stage or goes to a lectern so that the speaker can be heard better, can be seen by all, and it's the audience that's sitting down below. Here we have a reverse of what would be typically expected. It is the speakers who are down below, and the audience is up above on top of the mountain. Why should that be the case? So as I say, this seems to be a somewhat innocuous, maybe even technical kind of a question, and yet, says the Be'er Yosef, Ulai Yuvan Shebal Ramez Bezet Ulharot Al Matzavam Umamadam Shel Yisrael. This is perhaps coming to hint at and allude to something of profound importance, getting to the heart and to the nature of the Jewish people. And that is Shekol Hazmanim B'chol HaMatzavim Hem Nimtzim B'Ma'al Elyona Tachas Hashkachaso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What makes the Jewish people unique is that we have this incredibly unique relationship with Hashem. We are constantly under the direct and intense guidance and a watch, the Hashkacha of Hashem, unique more than any other nation in the world. As a result of that, sometimes we are blessed more than any other nation. Other times we may be unfortunately punished more than any other nation. But both the blessings and the punishments, the good and the bad, they both equally testify to the fact that Jewish people are always in unique status, in a unique relationship, in a unique situation with Hashem. In order to further develop and prove this idea, he quotes a very well-known Gemara from Masechet Ksubos, a tragic Gemara, Taf Samach Vav Amad Beis, that describes the events that took place during the time of the Churban Bayis Hasheni, the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, in which there was, in addition to, of course, the destruction of the actual Beis Hamikdash, the Jewish people themselves, though, were ravaged. And this particular Gemara is speaking about the immense and enormous poverty the Jewish people were suffering from during those days. And the Gemara describes how the daughter of Anakdimon ben Gurion, who was one of, if not the wealthiest person in all of Yerushalayim, the Gemara describes the enormous wealth that he possessed before the Churban, and yet, because of the events surrounding the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, he, along with everyone, but even someone who had previously had such enormous wealth, he was devastated in such a desperate state of poverty, says the Gemara, that his daughter was so starving, so desperate, so hungry, that she was scrounging around in the remains of the Arab animals. And when they would have to go to the bathroom, that which remained, she was scouring through that, as disgusting as that sounds, because maybe there were some undigested barley kernels that she could eat from. That's how desperate the situation was. That's how impoverished, that's how hungry she was, and certainly by extension anybody else. But given the fact that they had had such enormous wealth, seeing the daughter of such a rich, noble person being so desperate and so hungry, of course, was a shocking thing. And the Gemara describes Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, none other than the great Tana, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He saw her, and when he saw her, he cried. And then he said, Ashreichem Yisrael, praised and special and fortunate are the Jewish people, that you see that when we listen to Hashem, we get rewarded incredibly. When we don't listen to Hashem, we get punished even in such a desperate and difficult situation. That's the Gemara. So comes along the Maharsha on that Gemara and says, I understand that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai cried, but how come the first things out of his mouth are Ashreichem Yisrael, praised is fortunate of the Jewish people? That's not praiseworthy, that's Nebuch, that's so sad to see our punishment being so severe. It says the Maharsha, no, that's exactly the point. Of course it's terrible and sad to see such a severe punishment, but the fact that the punishment was so severe, that itself testifies to the Jewish people's unique status and unique situation. Because, says the Maharsha, since we have direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even more so than any other nation, because we have a uniquely intensive hashkacha that we are under from HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than any other nation, as a result, when we get rewarded, the highs are the high. Our highs are greater than any other nation. However, unfortunately, if we don't do Hashem's will and we deserve to get punished, our punishments will be the worst of the worst, will be the lowest of the low. It is all, in a certain sense, or nothing. So, therefore, says the Marsha and says the Ber Yosef, in summary, we see Gam Meyiridasam Vishiflusam Hanora Shel Yisrael is also Nikar Unoda Gadusam. The fact that the lows of the Jewish people are so atypical and uncharacteristic in and of itself testifies to the unique nature of the Jewish people. Now, this is sometimes perhaps hard to hear, but we understand, says the Ber Yosef, that our highs, but unfortunately our lows, historic and even current, are equally testament to the unique nature of the Jewish people. And therefore, he says, getting back to our parsha, that's why the Jewish people stood on top of the mountain, to show that no matter what, we're always on top in our relationship with Hashem.